And I'll tell you what, I enjoy these rookies tremendously. What a team as they take on Cake here. Cake snuck in here by beating CIA, Coconut Academy, the team the girls rolled down in the Nilchik tournament by about 70 as well. I think it ended up only about 45 or 50, but nevertheless, Cake is going to have their hands full, and they know it as the rookies get the tip here. Elena Mack with it. Newtok started out pretty good with them yesterday and jumped on them with their good athleticism by the girls. They had a couple of key girls there that did all right, and the girls struggled a little bit with them early, but it ended quickly. Today, Cake will put some solid people on the floor, but they'll be they'll struggle, I'm sure. As here's the shot there by Cake, misses. Duarte gets part of the rebound, and Yetchmenov will save the outlet pass as Sadie helped out too. The thing about the state tournament time, everything can change. Teams can come up. Players can play bigger than what you expect. There's Newton. Oh, watch out for the reach-in. No call there. And Cake coming back the other way in the hands of her sophomore there. Here's a steal by Leilani. And Brandel takes it away from her on the dribble. Gets it to Newton for two. So Newton starts things out with a two-pointer on the steal and assist from Leilani Brandel. As here is Willow Jackson. She'll handle the ball a bunch. She's got it now, and it's Brandel that took it from her on that steal. Just face-up defense, too. Nothing special. As here's Jackson, gets it in the lane. Nice shot there for Jade Beer. As Beer picks up the two-pointer for Cake. Off the assist by Jackson. That was on an inbound play, so a good over-the-top pass. As here's Elena Mack, pulls up for the two. She can't get it. Duarte on the rebound is fouled with the hold of Courtney James. So Courtney will get the call there. First team foul by the other team. And here's Sadie on the baseline. Shot just won't go over the rim there. As, she left it a little short. Rebound comes off the Cake. As Courtney James up ahead. Now Jackson gets free on the sideline. And there's going to be a push foul on Elena. No, they're going the other way, right? Let's see. On Cake? Oh, good. Okay, yeah, because it was on Jade Beer, bumped into Mack pretty solidly, and I thought they were going to call it on Mack. Then Beer comes in and steals the basketball there as she makes contact again. It's always a lot more aggressive here at State, it seems like, too. It can be a lot tougher games in terms of that, but the girls have matched up with it. They just got to kind of see what the style will be early on. Here's Mack with it. In the corner, Monica. Not quite ready for that one. And off of it, it's been out of bounds. A 2-2 score here early, just underway in this championship quarterfinal. The winner plays in the semifinal tomorrow. We'll line all that up for you later, too, when we talk about the games at halftime, probably, as here's James uses her teammate to get through the double team at half court. And now Duarte trying to save that basketball back in bounds. But it will be Cake that gets it. James with it for the Cake Thunderbirds. They beat CIA yesterday 33-28. They led by double figures at one point. This pass off the hands of Felicia Ross. Ross is a freshman. James and Jackson, two ball handlers, are 11th graders. Beer is a 11th grader also. So that's their core group, kind of three juniors, just like the rookies. As here is the shot by Elena. Misfires on that. Quick release. This pass left for anybody to get. And then Newton is going to get. No, it's Manif, rather. To Brandel. to Duarte, back to Monica, rolls around but not down. Down goes Duarte. She's okay, though, and Mac catches up with the big girls. There's Jackson putting it off the glass. Can't get it. Mac got a piece of it. Now Brando with the rebound. Tate had several good looks there. Mac playing one-person defense for a little while. Newton comes down and settles things down with a three-pointer. Davey, always good to see her get off to a quick start. She's one of those girls to put up 10 or 15 points in the first period and then not score again. But it gets everybody amped up and rolling. As here's the pass over the top. Newton knocks it down, and Brenda comes up with it. Mac ahead to Duarte, and Jalea will not get it. Newton following the play does. Newton with the follow makes it a 7-0 game here, 7-2 game here. Early, 3:34 to go in the first period. And a full timeout. As this will be the media timeout, I believe, because 3:34 to go in the first period. We're going to send it back to KSTP Studios for a quick sponsor segment, and back here for more. King Cove leads it 7-2, back in 60 seconds.
All right, quick thanks to our sponsors as King Cove begins a strong start. Here we go. Thanks, everyone, to make these games a reality. First, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP. Back for more high school basketball with Carl Pulliam.
And just in time as Elena Mack lights it up from the outside, the three-pointer good. And now it's Steele. Newton again to Brandle, to Duarte, back to Newton as she banks it off the right side. Can't get it to go. Duarte gets the tip rebound. She's fouled as she goes up. Duarte, such a just a fine post player where you keep the ball up high. You get the rebound. You keep it up. She can take the dribble when she needs to power or get herself in position, but she's so good at handling that lock above to the shoulders. And she goes to the line for two here. Leilani Brandle, too, another one of those players that just sneaks around on you there. How does she get her hand on the ball so many times? Lots of steals, and here's the 2 points from Jalea from the free throw line. And now the rookies out to a 12-2 lead. Here's Beer at the key area. Duarte clears the boards, gets it out to Brandle. She's got Mack over on the right side. Bounce passes to her, trying. Beer takes it away. Brandle nearly takes it back from Beer. And now, we're bringing in the fourth quarter. The shot there misses as Brandle gets back in time to get a hand on it. Boy, good hustle by Leilani, the sophomore. And here comes Mack with it. Duarte picked off the board. Newton fires for three. This one won't go. Duarte the rebound, though. Leaves it off the glass a little short. Comes off the rim and into the hand of Yetchmina. And she's fouled by Kate Courtney James. Here's the shot by Elena Mack on the inbound play. A little two-pointer from about 6 feet. And Jackson Willow with it. up top. Leilani right on top of her, and here's a steal. Almost. Beer ends up with it in the backcourt. Mack giving chase, doesn't want to let her get back in the forecourt. Is Mack a great defender as well as I think there is a scorer, but she is a defender too. Beer. I'm looking at her, and she looked out of breath, and it's like, yeah, she worked hard. In fact, she calls over to the coach, get me out of here. I need a break. I had to try to dribble up against Elena Mount, and I made it. I need a break. Oh, my. There's only a couple teams that are really capable of playing with the rookies, and I think Buckland might have done a little bit, but they're just not in the shape the rookies are, and that would have hurt them quickly. Tri-Valley, I think, will be the best bet here as Yetchmenov goes to the floor from behind. Call poke three, and she almost lost it, but got it back. Now, Cake does get it back, though. The foul called, I think, on Mack on the reach, and it is Elena taking a poke at it as they dribble by. And with 1:28 on the clock here in the first period, a 14-2 score. As in for Cake is Deanna Jackson. And the steal. It's Newton and then loses it. But Newton, boy, she makes things run. And for her to start out a game, the way she starts is the way this team goes. And they are going hard right now, 14-2. She has 7 of those points and knocked that pass down. Another near steal by Sadie. Yeah, I'd say actually for the girls, they need to play up here instead of at the 1A. Actually, Tri-Valley could do pretty good at 2A, I think, too. But sure, King Cove would do well over there. Match up with Tigigak or Unicleve, Wrangell, any of those teams. And to think, everybody but Monica back next year. And Brittany, or Bethany, actually, Brandle, too. But Brandle, of course, not seeing the time. There's a shot by Leilani. Doesn't go. Cake back the other way. Their shot misses. Monica with the rebound. Hands off to Brandle. Leilani brings it up on the dribble to Duarte out there. Is now back to Brandle. And she scores off the glass for two. Leilani doesn't always score a lot of points, but doesn't matter. 16-2. Down to 29 seconds here in the first quarter. Deanna Jackson with it. Comes out to the three-point line, and Sadie's going to pick up the foul. Newton, her first. And the team's third. And now coming in for King Cove at the end of the quarter here, and probably to start the second quarter. Chuck Kuzikin out there, along with Maddie Newman and Kayla Calver. Two of my favorite players off the bench right there, Reed. Like her, I'm sure it's her brother, too, for the boys team. Zachary is, both play the same style of players. There is Maddie with it, Newman. There's back to Mack, down to 10 seconds. Mack hustles it up court, looking for the opening. Now she'll give it out to Calver. Low pass, Calver flips it over to Maddie, back to Mack, not in time. They just didn't get it back to her in time. Good rotation, but it was extra time. Well, that's the end of one quarter play. It's the rookies on top 16-2 over Cape. We'll be back in 60 seconds for more 1A state championship basketball. The King Cove rookies leading at the quarter break.
You can buy tickets here at the Be sure to get the best value for the tickets at BPU.
second quarter action here. The rookies on defense to start the second quarter, and Leilani putting the defense on all right, and they get the turnover. James just wanted to get rid of the basketball as Mac on her, and Leilani had already started that progress. And when they switched out, James had no one to throw back to. As again, the girls do such a good job man-to-man defense. Here's Sadie on the right baseline, Monica rather, on the right baseline. Misses a shot there, and the rebound comes off to Duarte. Inside, Duarte fouls. And I think it's on Courtney James. That'll be her third if it is. At the line, Duarte with two shots. First one will be off. And then for T-Birds. It'll be one from the line for Duarte. She's got three in the game, all from the free throw line. That's his Topsy checked in. There's Jackson double team trying to throw it to anybody as she gets it out there to Tyler Rose. And a steal by Jesse Brandle. Leilani has Newton has Duarte ahead of the back. Now back comes to Newton. Newton, two-pointer on the baseline. Sadie with nine in the game. Now here is James down the right side. Can't get the shot to go. And putting it back on the foot back there. Randall had the rebound, but the over and back on Gates. So for Mamie Cook's in there now, too. She's just an eighth grader, but she'll play some minutes for this Cake team. Get on the floor right now. There is Monica with a travel. And a 19-2 score here, 6.5 minutes to go in this first half. Cake will bring it up court. Into the double team, and there's the two-pointer for Sadie as Sadie Newton gets the pass from Duarte and converts right away. 11 points in the ball game for Newton. As Willa James into the key area. Now she gets it back, putting up the shot there, misses. Rebound by Leilani. Over to Mac. Mac. Up court quickly with the right hand. She'll pop for two and got it. Right on that. So it's Rory, actually. As Mac makes it 24-2. There's a two-point try by Copsy, misses. And Duarte will bring it up on the dribble. Finds Leilani. Sadie Newton running the floor and Brandle just leaves, gets in a bit too much. And Felicia Ross checks in for Cake. Now, here's the shot out there by Felicia. Misses. And the ball will belong to rookie. Sadie will bring it up. Sadie over to Leilani. Gets it back as she cuts through. Puts up the shot off the glass. Good for two. Newton. Just constantly moving, looking for that open look as here's the triple team. And the call on Mac. Mac picks up her second, 26-2 here. Jake will put it into play. There's Beer going the long ball there. Mac had it covered, though, anyway. But in order to get over Max, threw it over the head of her own teammate, too, Courtney James. And Mac will head into the key area. Now pulls it back out. Mac to Newton. Sadie will look for Duarte. Finds her, and Jalea, too hard off the glass, gets her own rebound. Hitchmanov goes for it, too, and Monica had to save it back in bounds. As maybe Cook comes up for it, the eighth grader, good job there to break the pressure. Now it's going to be a hold called. And it's going to go on Newton. That's the 15th foul. That's her second. As the inbound play comes into Newton. Sadie streaking out in front of everybody. Finds Duarte cutting down the lane. Too hard off the glass. Gillea gets the second try. That one's off as well. Oh, in the backcourt. The rookies swarm on Deer, but Jade comes out of there with it. The two-pointer won't go, and rebound try. Misses there. This one doesn't, though, as they get two from Courtney James. With 3:45 to go here in the quarter. And a three-pointer from Sadie Newton. Here comes Jade Beer with it. Down to James again. James finds Ross over there, and that shot blocked, but they say a foul on Leilani. Brendel picks up that one, and ready to come back in will be Rita Kuzikin. Out comes Cook for Cake, and at the line, first one good, second one also good for Ross, Felicia Ross. As the rookies lose the basketball there, and coming up with it, Cake Courtney James. James up top to Jade Beer, and she'll go down the right side. Not tipped away. It'll still be Cake basketball. 29-6 score here. 3:09 to go in this first half. Back to James, and this shot doesn't get to the iron as Jalea will pick up the rebound, bringing it up court on the dribble. Gets over to Leilani. Brandel back to Hitchmanov, and now back to Brandel. Looking down inside the raid, her shot won't go, and we're going to knock out by Cates. There's the shot there by Elena Mack, and Brandel had the rebound, but hammered there by 20, Felicia Ross. Team fouls apiece now, 2:44 on the clock, and a 29-6 score. Timeout for the rookies. Short one. People right here. Well, for 18-12 rookies leading here easily in this first half. We'll probably go to that running clock game, I got a feeling, around the fourth quarter. About 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, I'm thinking. But right now, a 23-point lead. Newton's been on a roll. You know, we think about the scoring of Elena Mack, and if if Mac had to sit out a game, I bet Newton would put up 40 points just as easily. I mean, she's got the outside shot. She's constantly moving, looking for the ball. Not worried about scoring the points, really. And so I know she is just as happy to pass it as she is to shoot it. But Elena kind of being that designated one, too, in the sense that, hey, she's got green light all the time. And Sadie's one of the gals that feeds it to her, too. But if she wasn't there, certainly Newton has that same power and ability. As the missed shot there, Newton got out of place, and the Kate girl is quick to discover. It's like, hey, we might have an open shot. Hurry up, hurry up. And they hurried the shot and missed it. And now Jackson with James coming up for it, trying to find her there. That's Menos and Duarte with James all in a scrum there. It's a held ball. It'll be rookies basketball. So Sadie to put it into play. Newton has Mac back there, and back to Newton it goes. To work it to Elena. She'll charge down inside, and there's going to be a blocking call on Kate, I think. Are they calling on Mac? They're going to call it on Mac. That's her third then. Kayla will check back in. Calver for Elena with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. And Calver, the sophomore, always getting better, this young lady. There's going to be a five-second call on Kate. So it goes right back to the rookies. Newton will inbound it. And it's rookie Sadie Newton with it up top. Goes high over to Monica. Back to Sadie. Looking for the high post. And there's Duarte. Now to Kayla. Calvert's shot good for Kayla. Calvert starts right out with a make there. As I understand her, folks kind of run the junior high program out there, or do camps and stuff like that. Well, that's a lot of the reason right there is Newton taps that pass. Brendel ends up with it. Brendel gets the steal, but Newton starts it with the deflection. And here's Newton with it. 1:25 on the clock. They go inside to Duarte. She's got a good look at it, but the shot won't go, and Calvert nearly gets it from behind. Jackson will bring it into the forecourt. Now Willow keeps the possession off the dribble and then has to throw it off of Calvert just to keep it over there. Calvert's got that long wingspan and able to take away the passing lane with the helicopter movement there. Make sure you keep your hands up and moving. And Calvert's pretty hard to get around. This shot here misses for Kate, but on the baseline, a good two-pointer for Willow James, and they've got eight now, 31-8, 53 seconds on the clock. There's Sadie Newton over to Leilani. To Monica, two-pointer on the baseline, good. Yetchmena with their first two. And here's a steal almost by Monica. Turning into the lane, Felicia Ross on Monica coming right across the dribble as she turned and just couldn't come up with it. Now here's the two-point try by Courtney James. And Calvert digs out the ball ahead to Leilani. Randall with 22 seconds on the clock goes back to Calvert. Too hard off the glass. Actually, I don't think she got the glass well. Might have rushed that a little bit, but Cake, though, turns it over. There was 17 seconds on the clock, a 33-8 score, and spacing. Got to get squared up there as Leilani will get tied up, and possession arrow belongs to Cake. Looks like it belongs to Kate. It is, okay. 9 seconds to go here in the first half. And a 33-8 score. Here's a steal by Newton. As Duarte, but the pass knocked down. Duarte back to Newton. Shot it 1 second to go, and Newton hits it. The buzzer beater by Stady. Big first half for Miss Newton. As they lead it at the half, 35-8. Coach Gary Lamar's crew on the way to a quarterfinal victory. Set them up for the semifinal tomorrow if they win here today. And they're on the way here, leading 35-8 at the half. We'll be back in a quick 60 seconds with our halftime stats and more. You're listening to 1A State Championship Basketball on your favorite radio station, KSDP. Back in 60 seconds.
60 seconds on the clock, and we'll go back for those stats. Here's a quick word from our sponsors. We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP. And we have to say thank you to you, the listener, for tuning in and making KSDP happen. We can't do it without you. And this game wouldn't happen without Carl Pulliam, and he's back for the halftime stats here on KSDP. Coming back in just a few seconds as Carl Pulliam's going to take us live for the second quarter action as Alaska looks to bury this one and put it on ice against Cake. One last word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
All right, let's go back for the second half with Carl Pulliam.
Well, in the second half, has the rookies with the basketball to start. Alina Mack back out there to start, too. She's got 3 fouls, though. Not to worry, but we never have like to have a player foul out, really, if they don't have to. And Mack will be careful, I'm sure. As the usual starting lineup there, they try to go inside to Duarte. This pass tipped away, but there's a steal by Leilani. Ahead it goes to Marco, and she's got two. Leilani looks like just so comfortable out there. Oh, I think I'll steal this one, and goes ahead to Monica for two to open the half. Leilani plays at like a pace girl out of Bethel that went to the state tournament 4 years in a row. Katie Crow, style like that. And just constantly looking for the right decision. Just a sophomore, too. Randall back next year, everybody back next year, but Monica. And here's the long pass over the top. A foul on Deer. Slaps down on Mack, who stole the pass meant for her. So Deer picks up her second. And for the rookie, Sadie Newton will fire away. Good to start the second half from the offensive side of things. They get a defensive two-pointer. Now they get a three-pointer. As, wait a second. Was that Monica instead? As Newton will inbound to Matt in the backcourt. Thank you. Max will fire for three. This one rattles around and out. Rebound comes off the cake, but then they don't control. And Alexis Copsey lost a handle on it. It'll be Rookies basketball. Leilani misses on the shot there. And smart play by Monica, the senior. She's fouled. But it's Minnip on the weak side. Knew that ball might come off, but didn't have inside position, so she blocked off the cake player to even get to the weak side and ended up with the rebound by running out and getting it. And nobody else could get there. So, once again, smart plays all around. Great basketball IQ. And they were smart girls, too, just all around. Now, there's a two-pointer good for Willow James. It's up the scoring for fake. 42-11 score here. Three-pointer it was, or it wouldn't be 11. And there's Max with a look. Hits the two from about 20 feet. Looking for somebody to pass to. Took an extra dribble, and that opened it up. She hit the shot instead. There's Duarte with the steal. From Max and Elena off the glass for two. With Max with the steal and assist. And now Newton from behind pokes the ball free, nearly a steal. But inside, there's a two-pointer for Courtney James. So 4 points, 5 points already in the quarter, 44-13 game. There's Newton down on the block, gets it to Duarte. Her shot won't go. I'm already thinking of the boys' game coming up, sorry. Try to maintain control. Leilani with the steal. Beer had to run out of bounds, and Randall just waiting there like a bolter to grab that ball, which she did, and turns it into a two-pointer. Mack at the other end gets the two. Okay, timeout on the floor, 4:37 to go here in the third quarter. And a 46-13 score. And for Coach Lamar, talk to the girls about. How can we improve every time out there? What can we do to do better? And they are up 46-13. And we mentioned the running clock starts at 40. So the girls, they were at 40 to get into the running clock to start the fourth quarter yesterday. And they look to do it again today. Jade Beard will bring it up for Kate. Here is Duarte with the steal there. Leilani with the defense along with Monica over in the corner. And the pass comes out. Duarte knows right where to go. The steal. And here's a three-pointer from Elena Matt. Now James with it. Or Jackson, another. Willow back to Beer. She'll try the three-pointer. One doesn't work. Is out of bounds. It'll be pink gold basketball. 3 to go here in the third. And for the rookies, cruising again here with, 14-5 run here in the first half of this third quarter. Max will send it ahead to Newton, back to Newton, and Brandle playing catch in the corner. Now Newton looking for Max. As they'll switch spots, Elena can't get the shot, so Newton takes it over to Monica. And a little spacing problem there, and that's where you get the steal. And that is Jackson for two. Jackson. So for Elena Max, the double team coming. She goes inside to Duarte then. She'll put up the shot and miss. The rebound comes off to Sadie can't get it. Now out to Mack for the three-point try. That one misses. Duarte again misses, and she'll go to the line for two. Boy, Jalea just having some tough luck from the field today. As a timeout on the floor, 49-15 score, 3:08 to go here. I mentioned thinking of Duarte, the boys coming up too. Jason has sure been playing some good basketball. And the boys today in their game, they have Norvik coming up after this one. As, you know, picking up my bracket here. The on the girls' side right now, three of the slots are filled. The fourth one belongs to these girls. As Tri-Valley and Kowak will tip off at 3:30 tomorrow in one girls' semifinal. Kowak has a big team, 2 6-footers on there. But the one, Taya Marvin, actually pretty good, but just kind of slow, but very good ball player. And the guards, they have two quick guards. They're not a bad team. But I see Tri-Valley with more athleticism, actually, and should take them down. Kowak had a hard time with Buckland today, winning 60-56, but Buckland had them on the ropes a couple of times. And then St. Mary's won in the game against Norvik, so St. Mary's will be taking on King Cove tomorrow in the 5 o'clock game. That should set up a Tri-Valley-King Cove matchup in the championship, so the teams will meet, get to meet again. If each of them does their duty tomorrow, which we certainly expect that. At the line, Jalea has two more free throws. She does not have a field goal in the game yet, and that's unbelievable. She's had plenty of opportunities, but just not going in. And this ball off Kate there as they try to drive inside. Jalea just keeps the arms up, and the shot goes out of bounds. Not touching it is, there's Elena Mack pulls up three-pointer. Good for Elena. Elena with two threes in a row now, and that one thrown away by Kate. Rush pass. There's the rookies apply pressure on the passer as well. Go for Mack. Gets the screen, tries it again straight away. Duarte with the rebound, and then tries to save it. It'll be take basketball. 2:32 to go here in the third quarter, and a 54-15 score. Take in the backcourt, and the near steal. There it is. As Sadie Newton picks it up. Leilani had the pressure on the pass, and Newton has a shot for two. There's the shot there missing by Leilani off the steal as Newton again shoots on him. 58-15. And here comes Willow James back the other way. James slips inside, tempted the shot to go. Rebound comes off and Cake ends up with it. Girls are so well disciplined and in great shape too. As they can run the floor, they play tough defense. And here's Newton with the steal. He'll take it coast to coast in his foul, and then too hard off the glass, ball poked away. It's still going to be Cake basketball. Newton and its men have looked at each other like, what? You missed that? And Cake will inbound it. As they try to come into Beer. Here's a steal as Mack will fire and get a three-pointer again. Three three-pointers in a row for her. There's Beer in the backcourt, taken away by Leilani, right to Duarte, and she finally gets that first bucket. Makes it 63-15, and Jalea with her first bucket. Here is Leilani again, pokes the ball free as Mack gets in front of the shooter, but Willow Jackson able to score anyway. She's got seven in the quarter. Here's Mack running the floor, first as she shoots. Leilani finds her, and Jalea will go to the line for two more shots from the free throw line. At the line, Jalea misses on the first one. And here's the second one, good. Now 1-2 from the line for Jalea. They bring it up against the rookie defense, and Cake turns it over. Elena Mack with the steal. Mack will get it back from Duarte. Duarte gets it from Mack, and she misses the shot. And Jalea has another two-pointer. Good to see her make a couple of buckets. I think she was getting a little discouraged, or at least wondering what is going on. How come? And there's a two-pointer for Mimi Cliff, the eighth grader, back on the court. I like her style of play. She'd be a good fit with the rookies, I think. But she's from Cape. There's Leilani down on the block there and doesn't get the shot to go. Puts it back into play to Ismina. Down to Sadie. Her shot short. And the rebound by Cake. Time winds down here in the third quarter. The score after three quarters of play, 66 for the rookie, 19 for Cake. We will go to the running clock to start this fourth quarter. And we'll be right back in, sorry about that quick 60 seconds. Sorry, Austin.
All right, we've got 60 seconds on the clock until the fourth quarter. Should be a great fourth quarter for the rookies as they come on real strong against Cake. Looking like they're going to be able to walk through the tournament. I'm just calling it right now. I think that the rookies are going to have an easy time. Hate to speak too soon, but I just have a feeling. Want to say thanks again to our sponsors in King Cove, particularly Goulds and Sons, Spirits, Hardware, Groceries, and more. Thank you for their support of KSDP. Also to the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove and the King Cove Corporation and the City of King Cove, all sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball. As we get into the state tournament, we're back for the final quarter here in just about 15 seconds. We'll hand it back off to Carl Pulliam as the rookies put another one in the bag against Cake as they make their way to the finals here in Anchorage.
Oh, hope I didn't walk on you there. Just sitting here as Cake doesn't have it for long. The rookies start out the fourth quarter with a new group, and it's Kayla Calvert that didn't have the steal, I guess had the steal, and then I was still watching the play down there. One of the girls down for Cake. Calvert, to give up the two-pointer there, Courtney James. The rookies will head to the sideline. Just getting started in the fourth quarter here, and they will want to run the clock on this one, so it is stopped at 7:47, but the rookies out on top, 66-21, no threat here. I was looking over the boys' side, too, coming up. We looked at the girls' side, so we got Tri-Valley and Kowak tipping off. Either one of those would be a good opponent, but I think Tri-Valley is going to beat Kowak because of their athleticism. Maybe overall quickness, but we'll see. I noticed, oh, yeah, that's right. I was thinking, what's wrong with Tri-Valley? I noticed Rachel Kaufman, their six-foot girl, came off with ice wrapped around the ankle. So I take that back. If she's not in the game, it'll probably be Kowak picking up the win there. For King Cove, they play St. Mary's, and St. Mary's a good, experienced ball club, but they they have and as a team, they play well as a team, good team defense. They don't have a lot of firepower. And ball handling, they do pretty good, but they're just not the good shooters that you need to be to take down a play with a rookie's team, let alone take them down. As here's Kuzikin driving the baseline there for the rookies to start the fourth quarter. They come out with Sadie Newton, and then Maddie Newman, Bethany Brandle, Kayla Calvert, and Raida. And Kuzikin tried that shot there and missed. And it'll be still King Cole's basketball. Now we'll talk about the boys' league coming up, but that game coming up after this one. The girls, though, I'd say, I mean, it's hard-pressed to not say the rookies should waltz through this. And they got to play the game, though. You never know what could happen. As Sadie gets it stuck on her hip and a travel call. So for the rookies, I'll give it back to Kate. The pass way over the top there by Crook, or to Crook, and Crooks will pop up for a two-pointer. That misses. The rebound comes off to Newman. Crooks takes it away. And Kate has it right back to Jade Beer, straightaway three-pointer. That one misses. Newman steps in front for the rebound as they both go after it. Newman blocks her off. Now to Sadie. Brooks, good defense on Sadie over there. Bethany Brandle will try it. Leaves it short, gets her own rebound, and finds Maddie with it. Newman gives off to Newton. Back to Calvert at the high post. Now in the corner to Raida. Kuzikin tries to drive inside, can't get it. Maddie with the shot. This one will miss too, as the girl's struggling for a basket on that one. And the foul is going to be called on Calver. Calver picks up the foul. So for Cake, they'll put it into play. Not for long. They put it into Katie Newton's hands, and there's Stephanie Brando with the two-pointer. Bethany, the senior, gets the two to start the fourth quarter scoring for the rookies as this shot off the glass and out to Beer, and she hits it there. Beer with the two-pointer long two. Now Newton into the forecourt. Over to Reed. Kuzikin says, well, I'll try one of those, and off the leg of Kate. Out of bounds, Brandle. Right there on it, too. It's, Bethany Brandle trying to open up the inside. Calver gets his shot off and then gets fouled on the putback side. Calver just going to get stronger, and that's a big thing for her, probably, to get that strength like Jalea has. In the legs, the body, arms, to feel poor, stronger. And she'll be tough in there on shots like that. She'll get the and one. Calver to the line for two shots. First one is good. Calver with three in the game. Calvert with one more coming up here, and this one on the way. That one misses. Rebound comes off the cake. Oh, she was taking a bead. Wanted to get that steal. As this is off the hands of cake. Raida goes down, going up for the steal there, or knocked down the pass, but it'll still be rookies basketball. 3:22 to go in the ball game here, and the 69-23 scorers, Sadie. Over to Reed, doesn't get the glass on it as, Cake on the baseline. Jackson. Newton will inbound to Bethany Brandle. Thinks about the three, now she'll try it. All right, Bethany Brandle gets her second bucket in the quarter. Makes it 72-23. James over to Beer. Three-pointer on the way for her. This one out of bounds. And so it'll be Elena Mack now coming in with Calver staying out there along with her. And also for the rookies, Nicole Gold and Mariah McCallum, Victoria Samuelson. Victoria Samuelson. So Samuelson, McCallum, Mack, Calver, and Nicole Gold. Here's the pass into Beer, and Jade makes it all the way to the other end for two. Four in the game for Jade Beer. Here comes Calver, keeps the dribble. Calver into the lane, can't get the shot to go, tipped out of bounds. Will still be rookie basketball. As McCallum will get set up in there, and it'll be Nicole Gould to inbound the ball. Does so to Elena, and Elena gets two. Down to 1:27 to go in this one, and here's a steal by Mack. So fire from the outside, and Mack saves it. Right back to Calver, as there's a reach in there. And the foul will be on Victoria Samuelson. Samuelson, a ninth grader, as it comes into Beer. Mack stays in front of her. Now Calver flies the defense there, tries to go to the block, and the rebound almost is Nicole Gold. Had her hands on it, nearly controlled, but two Cake players right around her and not able to get it out of there, and she touched the last. There's Beer as she tries it. There'll be a foul on Kayla Calver. Clock winding down on this one. 22 seconds to go. 74-25. Calver's second. One take with the inbound coming up. Jade Beer fires. Can't get it. Rebound comes off to Elena Mack. Mack in the head there. And here it comes. Samuelson. Oh, won't go. Out of bounds. And that'll end the ball game right there. Samuelson had a good look at it. But 74-25 will be our final here. Game not as close as the score would indicate, but the rookies march into the championship semifinal tomorrow, and certainly as the favorite here at 1A to sweep into the championship game as well and take back all teams that want to try them. I know Tri-Valley wants to, but we mentioned Rachel Kaufman out with a ankle injury likely, so that's going to be a tough go for them if they don't have her. Tough go anyway, and you need everybody, and they won't have them if she's not up to 100%. 74-25 win here for the rookies. Coach Gary Lamar's team continues to march on to the championship. They've got the semifinal where they've been knocked out the last 2 years. No Selawick around, and it wasn't Selawick as much as it did it as it was just the rookies themselves in those last two. A little bit of youth and experience went a long way into turning into semifinal losses the last 2 years, not a chance in the championship game. This year, that won't happen with these juniors. And there's a great cast here, a senior and a sophomore in that starting lineup. They'll just be fantastic. For Cake, we'll stick right here, and we'll get out of this and then get ready for the boys' game coming up. Yes, no Cake players got into double figures. 8 points for Willow Jackson was it. And on the other side, the rookies led by 25 points from Sadie Newton and a total of 25. Well, I'm going to take that back. 17, 25 points for Elena Mack. That's what I thought. I mean, I looked again and thought, wait, 3 3-pointers. So 25 apiece for Newton and Mack, 50 of their 74 right there. Jalea Duarte ended up with a total of 10 also to pitch in, 4 for Monica, and with 3 points, Kayla Calver, and 5 points from Bethany Brandle, 2 and 3 in the fourth quarter, and 2 from Leilani Brandle. So what a great job by the rookies. We're going to take a break here and get ready another spot, too, and we've got the boys' game coming up in about 15 minutes, it looks like. They'll start with the starting lineups and things like that, so stay tuned for more KSDP coverage, as we'll have that game on our 1A conference call, too, for Austin, as we'll go ahead and hang up here and get ready for that one.
Hey, Carl, is that game at 8 or at 6:30? Can I really quickly?